Well, Aaron Rodgers' status, he has not been cleared yet from the medical staff. Aaron Rodgers will practice tomorrow in a limited fashion, and we have not ruled him out for the game yet.
Mike, how encouraging is that after what you've gone through the last 5 weeks and how anxious I'm sure he is to play?
Well, Aaron wants to play. I mean, there's no question about it, but it's a medical situation. He has clear understanding where he is as far as the process of getting back on the field, and he feels good, and we're gonna see what he can do tomorrow.
So you had, I would say, some time here to reflect. I guess what was the how'd you spend those few days? Was it just kind of getting ready for Atlanta? Was it looking forward to the next quarter of the season? Was it even a broader?
We really just focused. We're focused on beating the Atlanta Falcons. That's really coming out of last week. You know, we've had time to go back and grade Minnesota and Detroit, you know, catch up and just detail our self-scout and apply to our preparation for the Falcons. The players are here today. They had strength and conditioning in the morning. We had a couple things that we had to cover from an administrative standpoint this afternoon, and we began a game plan process with the players in the afternoon.
Like you often say, you really like to see players make the jump from year one to year two. Why didn't Jerron McMillon make that jump?
Jerron McMillon, releasing him today, it's tough. You know, anytime you have a young player, you bring into your program, you obviously have expectations. But this is something that we felt we needed to do from a roster standpoint. I think that our roster distribution reflects that. And, you know, as far as his individual performance, it just wasn't, you know, quite what it needed to be this year. So you never want to give up on a young guy. He was a true professional, and you know, I obviously wish him well.
Mike, will Aaron take the starter reps tomorrow, or will that be somebody else?
Matt Flynn will take the starter reps tomorrow.
Mike, what'd you like about Khalil Bell? What do you think he can add?
Well, just based on the workouts, the workout with our personnel department, just as far as the overall fit, special teams and some of the things that he's done in the past. Obviously, it was with the Jets, but my recollection is more from his time in Chicago. So, hopefully, he can add it. He can add on the special teams and be a backup in the running back group.
As far as special teams, that be as a returner, is that what you mean?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Mike, there was a report over the weekend that depending on how the game goes, it was Sunday, you guys were weighing either shutting Aaron down for the year or not. Any merit to that?
That's an external opinion. There has been no internal conversations about shutting Aaron Rodgers down. Aaron wants to play. When he's healthy, he'll be given the opportunity to play.
Mike, how his performance in practice actually dictates the health? Does it tell you where he's at? Are the doctors watching? Are you watching?
Well, obviously you have testing, but it's important to get him out there and take his, his, I don't call it rehab, but to another level. So our plan is for him to go down and participate in practice.
How worn down were your players after that grind of a such as maybe the younger guys?
Well, we knew it going into it. I mean, coming out of the bye week after 3 weeks, we had it as part of our planning, just the way we practiced the football team. The number of injuries obviously was a challenge. But we were definitely taxed after a 9 week stretch. 9 week stretch is difficult, but this time off definitely I feel will help us.
Mike, with the way that the right side of the offensive line has been jumbled around with the injuries and so forth, is Derek Sherrod close to getting cracked at one of those spots?
Well, it was good to get Derek in the game last week, but as far as how we line him up, Donnie Barkley, he feels good. Evan Dietrich Smith talked to him earlier. He feels pretty good. So, like I just stated, I think the timeout off has helped everybody. So, I'm hopeful that we'll get back to the line that we were a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Mike, on Friday, I wasn't back in time, but you said, I know that when I'm not down in the trenches on the first floor as the head coach, I'm spending too much time examining things that I shouldn't have to worry about. I don't understand what that means. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's part of the responsibility of every NFL head coach. You know, everybody goes about their job responsibility differently. You know, my responsibility is obviously the head coach and the duties that go with it. Also being an offensive play caller. My preference would be with the players in every single offensive meeting. But, you know, sometimes that's not the case, and that's because of your responsibilities as a head coach. I mean, there's roster moves, there's conversations that have to be made. We have a brand new facility we moved in today, so, I mean, we've had a lot going on here. Way too many medical meetings, so those are the kinds of things I was referring to.
So it's more roster stuff than maybe the injury stuff?
Everything except football, schematically.
Remember when you told us in March in Arizona about how you wanted to study the injuries and trying to figure out how frustrating has it been that you made that a priority, you wanted to fix it, I'm sure you worked hard at it, and you still haven't had very good luck?
Yeah, but the reality is, I mean, I'm no miracle worker, and nobody is. I mean, no one has a handle on, exactly why all these injuries are happening across the league. There's a lot of opinions. There's research that's there's done every day. The medical staff is obviously very conscientious of about it. Frankly, probably too a little sensitive about it. We have a phenomenal organization that gives us the resources. We've just upgraded our facilities, and as far as everything that we can do to help the health, maintenance, training of our players. So we just continue to try to do things better, whether it's from a training standpoint, resource, facilities, and that's the way we'll continue. But, every injury is looked at, the pattern of injuries, the timing of injuries. I mean, you can't even, overtraining is not an issue because, I mean, it's not practical in today's landscape and environment of how you train an NFL team. So maybe that's part of it. So there's a lot of opinions out there, and those are things you continue to look at and hopefully, you apply them as you move forward. It's just no different than coming off of it's kind of a second bye week for us. We've moved into what we refer to as a winter schedule. So we're very conscientious of how much time the players are at the facility. When I spoke to the team today, I told them it was 120 hours before game time. And, they'll have 40 hours of sleep, 30 hours at the facility, and 50 hours of personal time. So how exactly is that time going to be spent? So, I mean, you look at all those things. And that's part of being a head coach and, coaching staff to make sure that we're training these players and giving them the answers and adjustments they need to be successful.
What did your decision come down to with Flynn over Tolzien at this point? Is it just experience or are there other things?
We just think Matt's further along as far as, game experience and just a little more comfortable in the system. Scott's worked extremely hard. And, frankly, for both Scott and Matt, Scott really had 1 week of full reps to get ready for the Giants game. This will be Matt's first opportunity to get a full week of reps getting ready for the Atlanta game. So, that's what you got to look at. So, talking even with Aaron today, about, trying to maybe get him ready also to give him a chance to come back is how do you balance that out? Because at the end of the day, we got to make sure our quarterback's ready to play.
Mike, where's Cobb at? Do you think he could practice this week?
I'm not sure. He has not been cleared yet. But, talking to Randall, he feels good and looks good. And, he's made a lot of progress here the last 2 weeks.
Mike, Evan, did he look okay to you this week, or where is he at?
Evan Dietrich Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, he feels better. He feels that the time off really helped him, and, I'm hopeful that he'll practice tomorrow.
Mike, when you decide to, you said you were going to examine everything. When you decide to make a personnel change, whether it's on offense or defense, what is that process? Like, I assume you have the final say, but do you talk it over with the position coach and the coordinator? How do you go about, say you wanted to go to a different guy as a starter, how would the process work?
Well, I mean, as far as the comment about looking at everything, when you look at everything every week, I mean, you set your roster and your board to win the game. That's no different this week for us. I mean, as we have a board and you get ready and you start to build the possible inactives, and we always create competition when you have healthy players. We haven't really had a very hard time getting down to 46, but now that people are coming back, they're getting healthy. And you look at the roster change today, I think our distribution of our roster dictates why we did it.
Two more? I know you would be tough not to play without Aaron Rodgers, just not have an offense. Do you ever think it was going to be just tough without him, the fact that he doesn't now play a game since he went out on Monday night?
Well, you know, disappointed, frustrated, whatever word you want to use. That's how I feel. You know, I clearly understand the importance of Aaron to our football team, not only from a quarterback position, but his ability to make everybody around him better. And you know, we've been playing this way now for a number of weeks, and we have not handled the challenges that our opponents have put in front of us. And that's where we have to stay the course. We'll be a week better at being ready for that type of game. The Atlanta Falcons, and they got excellent coordinators, and they're going to come in here and challenge us the same way we've been challenged, you know, here of late. And I think we'll be better prepared for that. So, but at the end of it, we got to have a very good plan. We got to play better fundamental football, and I'm very confident that we'll win the game.
Having had the chance now to watch the defensive film that you had on Friday, what the heck's happened to your run defense now that you maybe have a better look at it, especially the last 2 weeks? You guys were so darn good at the start of the season, and now it's really
good. Yeah, I'm not going to sit up here and make excuses, and I'll just tell you that the Detroit report card was, you know, the offense had zero positives, all negatives. Defense had four takeaways. The rest of it was negative. And then special teams, Mason had the long field goal, but other than that, it was negative. So we didn't play very well as a football team. As far as run defense, the biggest thing that stood out, you know, as a football team, you know, we had 20 missed tackles. And I don't know how you can really think you're going to play good coverage football on special teams or even run defense when you have that many missed tackles.
Do you plan a lot of personnel changes in terms of lineup and stuff like that in order to shape things up? Or do you feel like
I'm not
really a
thing? We're staying true to who we are. I mean, we studied a film. You know, we correct our, you know, the things that we've done. Maybe get some people healthier. You know, coming back, there'll be more competition for playing time in certain packages. So, yeah, some of that's going to change, but I'm not going to get into specifics of that. I mean, that's why you play the game.